and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day
289.
How are we all doing? And I've got the chat. Who was first in the chat?
Jonathan!
No. Not according to mine.
According to mine, he was.
Hang on, let me scroll up. No, I'm lying. Sorry, Jonathan, you were.
He beat Paul by a minute.
Well, mine had scrolled down a bit, and I thought that Paul was first. But considering he was saying, hi, Johnny, probably not. One of those days. Is it not always one of those days? But this is definitely one of those days. We had more snow. Oh, I was a happy bunny when I got up this morning. Anyway, hello, Jonathan. Hello, Paul. A bigger walk than yesterday. Not too far from MacBytes headquarters. Good grief. Let me have a look at the map. Let me have a look. That would indeed be one heck of a walk, Jonathan. Let's have a look. Did you get snow? You're not that far away, so I really feel you should have got snow. Ooh, right, let's have a look. There's not much in the way there that I can see, is there? Right, Tatton Park. But where were you walking from? Tatton Park's the only thing on there. I can't see anything else. Let's get that road, which is Clamhunger Lane. Right, and let's have a look where that is in relation to us. Clamhunger Lane. I think you've gone too far to the east myself, but let's have a look. Oh, Knutsford. Out Knutsford way. Right. So there's where that is. Where were you walking from? Let me know. That's closer to us than normal. So let me know where you're walking from. Oh, Paul's doing okay. Got too much end of the year task to complete. Yes, but how are you feeling? I'm trusting you are feeling de-COVIDed. Fingers crossed on that front. Life admin things. Oh, yes. Tell me about it, Jonathan. Honestly. I'm looking at the first quarter of the year for after hours. And it's like, well, you know, we've got this and we've got that. And how are we fitting that in? It's easier doing it than it is planning it, I find. You've got a bunch of work due at the end of the year. Do you know, no work. It's too late for work for the end of the year, I feel. I just think, you know, when you reach a point, you say, yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, just do that. Anything the MacBytes can help out with, like suggestions for topics and themes and things. We've got the Notion 2021, obviously, but we've got to work in what else we're putting in around that. Oh, validating reports to make sure they're correct. Oh, even worse, they've got to be done right. Oh, no, we don't like stuff like that. Do you know, we're incredibly lucky. No, I don't have any of that. I do have finance to be done by the end of the year, but I'm not worrying about that at the moment. It's 2 days away. I'm not worried. CQ, Deb, CQ. Drudgery work. That's the worst kind because your mind starts thinking about other stuff that you'd much rather be doing. Having said that, something that's mindless, it does actually get done. Because the other day, we've put the posters and our assets for all the shows in local, we've had it on shared drives in the house, we've had it on clouds, and it's which cloud to put it on and why. And we'd made another decision, which was Dropbox, because we've got 3 terabytes each, might as well. And I came to corral them all together. What a living nightmare. It's like, where's that one gone? Why is 107 missing? And you know it can't be, because you've got the derivative files, but can you find the original? No. By the time I'd got them all corralled together, I realised there was a mistake in the template. And quite a few are going to need to be redone. So that's mindless drudgery. But while you're doing that, you could listen to a book, which, you know, I love that. Oh, talking of which, there was a piece on the BBC today that said sales of audiobooks skyrocketed second half of the year. I can only assume people are taking my new bumper sticker to heart. Stay home, read a book. Click. It seems people are. Sales of physical books dropped by 13%. But Audiobooks and Kindle books rose by 20%, 20 to 30%. Which makes sense, because we're all at home reading a book. Unless we're stupid and we're going to the sales. In which case, you aren't locking up anyway. So mindless drudgery, not always bad if you can do something else with it. CQ, Deb, CQ. How are you doing? Hello, Paul. How is it down under? Now, what did I see from down under the other day? Oh, yes. A lady that we know who was listening to Brooklands. Now, I'm not sure where exactly she is. I'd have to ask Mike. But she was saying that they had... It was too hot to have a Barbie on Christmas Day. They had to go inside. It was 37 degrees. We are freezing our backsides off here. It was minus 7 last night. It really is bizarre. Oh, pictures from Jonathan's Walk. Excellent. I will have a look at that. Right, let's see if this actually works. My word, it actually works. Oh, go away. Oh, look at that snow. That looks fabulous. Fabulous. Dunham Massey is closer to us than Tatton. And the reason we go to Dunham Massey more than we go to Tatton as well is we're members of the National Trust. And for reasons best known to themselves, at Tatton you have to pay parking. But if you're a National Trust member at Dunham, you don't. So Dunham wins for us. I'm loving the reindeer. Oh, wow, look at those. They are gorgeous, aren't they? Lovely deer. Fabulous. Yes, there's lots of those at Dunham. Lola was stunned the first time she saw one. She was absolutely barkless. She forgot to bark. She was that stunned looking at it. And it was looking at her like, yeah, whatever. It's a miniature polar bear, whatever. But she was just in complete awe, as was Ollie when he saw them for the first time. But his reaction was to just, you know, let's just bark at them and see how they go. Oh, fabulous, fabulous photos. Right, catching up now. Tatton Park's not too far away. It's in Knutsford. So in comparison to us, we're probably about halfway between there and where you are normally. So if you are driving up the main A56 out of Manchester, heading south, you know, London, Birmingham, Leicester, wherever, just south, and you get to the Pelican Public House, yeah, and, you know, do take a last longing look at it because they're knocking it down and building flats shortly. But the Pelican is very, very close to us. So if you make it to the Pelican, you're probably about half a mile away. We are just down a side road off there. I'm trying to think in the other direction. What's the nearest in the other direction? Probably as you head through Sale and you go past the gym. And there's a Sainsbury's on the left as you hit Marsland Road with the travel agents on the right. We're quite close to that as well. Our road, the main road, not our tiny road, but the main road that we are off, runs absolutely parallel with the A56. So once you hit Sale and you then go up towards Timperley, once you're there, you are running parallel to us. Very, very close. We need a Matt Bites meetup, don't we? That's what we need. Yeah, obviously not now. Yeah, so in 5 years when we can all meet up again, we must do that. Oh, I am so glad, Paul, still no symptoms. Son Stephen's still the only one with it, still about the same. I think that's probably then as good as it gets a couple of days in. Fingers crossed it doesn't get any worse. The only person I've known who has had it and it gets to a certain level and then got worse was Boris Johnson. I mean, we've heard about, what's his name? French president. And he's still on the phone screaming at Boris. Boris was on oxygen at that stage. So maybe he's the only one that I can think of. So fingers crossed. Absolutely fingers crossed. Hello, Kim. How are you doing? Feeling isolated in my own home. Didn't feel that way before COVID hit. I that's got to be psychological, hasn't it? But completely understandable. Because if it's your choice to isolate or it's your choice, then that's one thing. But to think that you can't. And plus the fact you've got all the worry. So that is totally understandable. Oh, Kim needs help with her iPhone. Only ring selectively. You're missing a lot of calls from your mother's nurses. Have you got it on bypass or something with certain calls? Having said that, that sounds exactly the same as Mike's mother's. We've been working on hers for weeks. Hers is dropping calls and she's not aware that there's calls there. One thing you can do is favourite the phone number that they're calling from, and that should bypass anything else that might be operating on it. But other than that, is it a fault? Is it happening with other numbers? They're new numbers, you haven't blocked them on purpose. The Pelican's on the murder board. I'm glad about that, Simon. You need to get the Husky breeders on there, you know. They are in the other direction. But it sounds like the Hound of the Baskervilles about 4 o'clock in the morning. Because it's absolutely bizarre. Rachel lives no more than 200 yards away from these kennels. And when we go round, occasionally you'll hear an odd bark. We live over half a mile away, even as the crow flies. But it's something to do with how the sound carries on the wind. So she says in the summer, she slept with the windows open, didn't hear a thing. We're over half a mile away, open the toilet window and it's open season. Hound of the Baskervilles. So don't forget to put the Husky breeder on there too. She's been to Crufts. She has posh dogs. Lola's going to visit. Well, when it's socially acceptable to visit, we're going to take Lola to visit. They have like a farm shop, a pet shop. So we will be able to take her in and then she'll be able to meet the Huskies. So I think she's going to enjoy that. What's this about meeting up? We're laughably contemplating a MacBites meetup, Tracy, but you know, we're going to have to buy a 5-year diary to plan it. We're saying there needs to be one because Jonathan was out walking. How long was that walk? Nearly 10K. Oh, Jonathan. Really, really. You're showing the rest of us up something chronic. But, you know, if I bumped you a fiver, can you walk a bit for me? I don't think it works like that. We did go to Tatton Park, you know. The last time we went to Tatton Park, Mike and I had been dating about 6 weeks. It was just before my finals. And it was a bank holiday weekend and we went out to Tatton Park. With my mother glowering at him. She should be revising. But I went anyway. Did it make a difference? Honest to God, mother. But we went anyway. So yes, it is a lovely, lovely place. But Dunham is very close. So if you're tempted to walk round Dunham, you're not far away at all. So that's what we were thinking about, Tracy. And we also need, because Kevin said the same, we need to have a virtual meetup as well. Because mind you, Kevin said we could go over and they have snow on a regular basis. So much snow, Kevin has bought a snowblower. Now that to me says, you know, you're getting a lot of snow when you invest in a snowblower. I don't think we've had any snow for 2 or 3 years. And then twice in 2 days. Although having said that, it got a little bit warmer later today and a lot melted. Some is still on the roofs. Do you know at one point... Simon needs to put this on his murder board as well. At one point, 1 year when it snowed, you know, we have bin police that come round and check you're putting the right things in the bin. So they stand outside your house rummaging through your bins. It looks like Skid Row. I'm not kidding. So same council, they sent people around with a clipboard to put a tick or a cross against your house on their clipboard. Based on whether the snow on the roof had melted or not. If it had, you clearly didn't have enough insulation and you got the knock on the door saying you were killing the planet. Luckily for us, the snow that arrived on the roof in December was still there in February because there's that much garbage in our loft, there's nothing escaping. So we didn't get the knock on the door. But some people literally got a knock on the door and said that there was too much heat escaping out of the roof. It's like a police state here. Can you imagine that happening in America? They'd probably see you off the premises with a gun. But yes, that's what our council think it's viable to spend money on. There you go. Does that happen anywhere else or is that just us? I heard that as well, Kim, that Spain are making a list, the naughty list, and passing it on to other countries, which, you know, privacy much, that's appalling. I can see why, but privacy-wise, that's bad news. What if you can't have the vaccine? Then you're on a blacklist. That is bad. So, Sun says his employers are making a list of health workers who don't want to have the vaccine. So, it looks like that is actually happening then. Hmm. Do they do micro huskies? No, Jonathan. But they do something called a Pomeranian. So, if you're looking for a tiny dog that's incredibly cute, there's a Pomeranian and a Japanese Spitz. Japanese Spitz looks like baby Sammies. They've just got incredibly skinny legs. But before I found Samoyeds and fell in love with them, Pomeranian dogs. Just Google that. Oh, aren't they just adorable? There you go. There's a Pomeranian. Only it's a white Pomeranian. You're trying to tempt her in with more food. We've starved the poor girl to death.
Right, can she have a treat?
She can have a treat. She just can't have 47 of them.
Right.
Right, let me get this picture of this white Pomeranian up to Jonathan. Because who wouldn't want a little Pomeranian looking
right,
like that?
Start with a tripe stick.
Yeah, tripe sticks aren't bad. Oh, hang on, COVID test. Just a minute.
And then we'll have a dentist.
Still not got COVID.
And that is it, madam.
That's vile. Right, there's a piece for Daddy. Obviously to give doggy, not to eat himself.
Come on.
Pomeranians usually have a nasty temper.
She's had great fun.
You had fun? Oh, yeah. She's enjoying that.
Eating snow.
I think they have a nasty temper because they're so small. Sammies have a lovely temperament. Just smiley and laughy all the time. They really are. They do have a lovely temperament.
Except when they're not being fed.
Except when they're not being fed. Yeah, but being a bit grumpy, you know, just looking a little bit unhappy, you know, like they're not feeding me enough, isn't nasty snappy, is
no.
it?
No.
But yeah. I think with a lot of dogs, it depends how they're brought up.
You don't get nasty snappy, do
I saw
you?
A video the other day
of
this dog. I can't remember what the breed was. I think it was probably a mongrel. But it must have had some staffy in it. It was snapping, snarling. The guy had to have a glove on to deal with it. And they just rescued this dog. But it had been kicked and abused. And I looked at it and I thought, they're going to have to put it down. There's no way, you know, that you're going to get this dog, temperament-wise, turned round. Come on, high five. High five for the treat. Good girl. And the other one. Not on the bag. Good girl. Make the most of it. Oh, you've got snow on your nose. Anyway, they persevered with this dog for like 2.5-3 hours. And at the 3-hour mark, it had kind of calmed down a bit and the guy took his glove off. And you know, the next day it was as sweet as a pie. It was lovely. It'd just been really abused. So I think to some degree, it depends on the dog. Japanese Spitz are nice. That one's a Pomeranian, you can tell by the look of it. But there is a thing called a Japanese Spitz, which is fractionally bigger. But you know, Jonathan, they don't actually take up that much room, even if they're a bigger dog. I mean, Lola just curls around something and that's it, she's done. Samoyeds don't sleep on mats or beds, I must admit. They eat those and then sleep on the floor.
Unless she's told to get on a mat.
Unless she's told to get on a mat, in which case she kind of looks at you, know, yeah, whatever. Whatever you think. You don't want a moody dog. No, you need a happy dog like a Sammy. Or sheepdogs are quite happy. Labradors, retrievers, they're all quite kind of happy dogs.
Johnny's walked today.
Yes. He said he was near us, but Tatton's a little bit further away than Dunham, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's an amazing walk.
Was that from home?
I wondered that.
That's not from home, is it, Johnny?
I wouldn't have thought it was, but you never know. Not that way, because that's going all round the Mears, isn't it? Very impressed with it, anyway.
Tell me you didn't actually walk from home up to Tatton Park.
Right, let me carry on back up here. Right. Oh, it scrolled off again. Tracy's definitely up for a virtual meetup. Excellent. Had a rocket book planner and reuse. That's a good point, but what I'll say about my rocket book thing, the removable markers didn't remove easily, whereas on that glass board, whoa, it's just clean as soon as look at it. What I need is a rocket book with pages as good as the glass. We need very thin glass pages is what we need. So when Simon met Mrs. Simon, visited her nan had never met a vegetarian and said, well, I'll give you just a little bit of ham then. Oh, God, my gran would have been like that. Oh, she was hopeless with anything that was different from what she knew. Oh, she would definitely have been like that. Mind you, she was okay with you, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Because obviously when we met, Mike was Jewish. And it was... Well, she didn't have... With the Baton, did she? There was no problem with any of that. But just the fact that Mike was a totally different religion, that she had never... I don't think she'd even met another Jew, had she?
I doubt it.
Probably not, knowing Gran. Unless the doctor was. Which I don't think so. But she just... Oh, he sun shone out on Mike's backside.
Nice pictures, Johnny.
His illuminated backside. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right.
Gran loved him from the second she set eyes on him. Mind you, she did say to me on my 16th birthday, when am I having a grandchild now? And by the time I met you, I was 24, so she'd been waiting a while. And sadly, she was still waiting the day she died. But never mind. You know, it's weird. Both her grandchildren, she only had two. There's me and my cousin. Neither of us have had children. We'd have been a great disappointment to her if she was still here. Mind you, she did like dogs. So maybe not. Maybe we could have taken May around. He's like, oh, this is so much better than a skin kid. I don't know. Who knows? Birch will be good. Can't fly, nor hobby would kill us. Do you know, I think flying would kill me these days. I have done it. Not often. But I have no desire to do it again. Anytime soon. Ever. Ever. So I think virtual is probably the way that we would go. So the article that Kim's read said the government in Spain would have the list. It wouldn't affect employment, but they could give the list to other countries. That's the bit we read, Kim. That's exactly what we saw. But, you know, once Spain start doing it, that'll be it. It'll be open season. And we'll have... I mean, in this country, there's been a huge pushback whenever something like a national ID card is mentioned. But this is that through the back door with medical information. So... Mind you, if you're not on a list anywhere, I'm still fascinated as to if and when you'll get the invitation to go. But we'll see. We'll see. Are they paying for the additional insulation, the council? No. No, they weren't, Paul. Having said that, there is a scheme in the UK that if you're over a certain age and you need something like that, then there are grants available for it. But no, not generally. So no, it was to shame you. I just thought it was shocking that they would do that. I mean, luckily, when we had the double glazing put in, which was 11 years ago now, I'd said to my mother that my room, which was the front bedroom, which has a bay window, was freezing cold in the bay window. And she was like, I'm not moving. So she wasn't swapping rooms. And she said, it's fine. It's in your mind. When we came to have the... double glazing put in. Obviously, the single glazing that was there, probably since the house was built, was a certain width, a depth, front to back. And they were putting one in that was more than double. So the guy who was putting it in said, well, the thing with this is there's no brickwork. And I'm like, say again. There was just tiles on a wooden frame. No wonder it was cold. So we actually said to him, well, can you do anything about that? And he said, I can put a fake wall in. On the inside, that's got insulation, and then put a new window ledge around the edge. He said you would lose about 4 to 5 inches in the room, in the bay, but it would be a lot warmer. So that was what we did. So now we've got the radiator attached to that, and this 4 or 5 inches of insulation. Then you've got the wooden framework, then you've got the tiles. So the good news about that is, and with a desk in front of it, I don't think there's any heat escaping there either. But they stand on the road and point like a gun thing at your house and then fill in their little clipboard. They're obsessive little minions. They really are. Staffords are usually really happy, funny dogs. They are actually, Tracy, but they do have a bad rep in this country. It's unfortunate. The one next door looks like a thug because the guy likes it to wear leather. It looks like a little S&M dog. But the thing is, he's ever so cute. He's got a lovely temperament. Chico. But you wouldn't think so looking at him. That's the issue. But they've had kids. So what was the one they had before Chico?
Dino.
They had another dog before that. They had Dino. So they've had dogs with babies, and they were both Staffies. So
no, wasn't Dino?
I thought he was a Staffie.
German Shepherd.
He wasn't a German Shepherd. That's the other next door.
But Dino didn't actually live there. He just came to visit.
Was he the one who didn't like other dogs but was fine with people?
Could have been.
Do you know, isn't it? It's so amazing. You think of a dog as a dog. And no, they're not. Every dog's different. If it was your dog, Jonathan.
You're fine with dogs and not other people.
That's true. We've actually got a mat that says dogs welcome, people tolerated. But I've crossed out tolerated and put not welcome. But dogs are always welcome. Doesn't matter whose dog. Do you remember the priest saying the problem with me? He wanted a dog, but he said the problem is, you know, when I go away, and he does. He did love to go away.
Well, he ain't going nowhere right now.
Well, he's not going anywhere now. But you know, what would I do with it? Because kennels are so expensive. And I said, we'll look after it. There I am, busily talking him into a dog. This was before we had Lola. This was my idea of having a dog. I'll talk everybody else into getting one, and then I'll take them on a rota as a holiday. But I think it depends on, you get a dog at 7, 8 weeks old, and you form its personality, and I'm sure you'd be absolutely fine, Jonathan. The thing would come, the dog would get used to you being home, and if you then had to go back into work, the dog would be like, where have you gone? Which was where Maya was at, wasn't it? Because there was always somebody in the house with Maya. He had never, ever been on his own. He would go outside into the garden. He would go outside into the conservatory for some peace, probably. But he knew that you were there. So we were interested when Lola arrived. Like, well, Lola would be in on her own if we went out to a concert. Hence all the cameras. So we could actually talk to her while we were out, if need be. If she was going mad over something, we could talk to her because the cameras have got audio on. But I think if you've had a dog from being a puppy, it will take its personality from you. It will take its cues on life from you. But the Staffie next door, absolutely beautiful dog. Let's have a look. A doodle is an excellent dog for a first one. That's true as well, because people can't be allergic to that. You wouldn't want to stumble across the love of your life, Jonathan, 2 weeks after you've got your dog to find out they're allergic to dogs. So Kim's got a very valid point there. A poodle or a doodle. And what's the other ones? The something water dogs. The one that Barack Obama's girls had. Portuguese water dog.
That's what Bruno is that Joe's got.
Yeah, but they are, one, they're hugely expensive because they are hypoallergenic dogs. And the other thing, there's not many of them about. A Portuguese water dog, there you go. Oh, Sammy's Maltal, right, as you know, Jonathan, that's one. It doesn't bother us in the slightest. Not in the slightest. But if you are in any way concerned about that, then the Sammy is not a dog for you. The boys molt much less than the girls, which is something to think about. The other thing to think about with the Sammy is they pull on the lead like crazy. They are sled dogs. They have no concept of walking, trotting along next to you quite nicely. But they're our breed. We just love them. Let's have a look. Oh, Simon's keyboard's gone again. Are you sure they weren't scammers pretending to be from the council and then offering to quote with the insulation? Well, they didn't knock here, Simon, so I don't know. But it was in the local paper that it was the council, and the council were like, us? Oh, dear. So I think it was officially the council. They think they're doing good, you know. They get all this climate change malarkey, but all they're doing, it feels so invasive. Because, you know, that time of the year is not the time of the year to be going out and thinking, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll insulate the loft. It's not. I just think I find that quite invasive, as I do searching through your rubbish. But I know legally they can do it, because once it's in the rubbish, it's abandoned. It's considered abandoned. But what I would say is the bin isn't. So I have got trespass to the property, not to the items in the bin, maybe, but you're trespassing my bin. You've touched something that's not been abandoned, the bin. So technically speaking, I could stop you doing that. What we do is just don't put the bins out until much later. And that works just as well. The Green New Deal calls for the window replacements and insulation requirements as well. There'll be a lot of pushback. It just feels very invasive, as far as I'm concerned, telling you how to spend your money. Not everybody has got spare money. So not everybody can do what they want with the money that they have and then have spare money to do that with. So you're asking some people to do without something else. So maybe it was an upgrade to the car or something for the children or something else. And even over here where we have like the National Health Service, if you need treatment that they would consider to be non-urgent, but it's urgent as far as you're concerned. So something like a knee replacement. We had a friend who had two knee replacements. It may be you need that money to go privately, because otherwise you'll be waiting 2 years for that. So not everybody has that kind of money to choose to do that with. And you're basically shamed into it. And I think that's a bit off. It is a bit off. You might have to try and get your mum's house on the National Register. We'll never be able to afford all the new windows.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not cheap to have jobs like that done, as we well know. The extension wasn't as expensive as it could have been, to be honest. Definitely considering the roof that we chose to have put on it. But I see other people spending like £80,000 on an extension. I'm like, whoa. Another one was quoted £26,000 for half of the windows. And I'm thinking, but there's not that many. You know, honestly, if you were to have a house similar to ours done, you'd have the two big windows at the front and the door if you chose to do it. Round the side, you'd have three windows, which is a large one, a small one, the kitchen, oh, and the bathroom and the toilet. And then you'd have two at the back. So there are 10 windows. How do you get to £26,000 for five of them? I really don't know. So I can understand if there's any grants available or whatever, it would make sense to do that. But that's your choice. They might put something through your door saying this is available. But to stand outside with a you know, thermometer type gun and ticking boxes and then writing to you with a snotogram saying that, you know, your house is killing the planet, it's that's a bit much. There are so many people who are incredibly timid with things like that. I mean, I write back and tell them what they can do. Luckily for us, for other reasons, like we don't have the heating on. So if they were to tell us there's heat escaping from the house, can you tell us where from? Because the heating's not on. We would have like a fire on, but that's like very localised heat in one room. We do get heat coming through from next door. They've got cavity wall insulation. There's nowhere else for it to go. This is why our heating isn't on. Well, hopefully we'll never have to face that, but who knows? You need better insulated homes. You're either too hot in the summer or too cold in the winter. Or better thermostats. You've only one in the main room. We do have central heating. Just never needed it. Because whoever has lived next door has always done this thing of the heating is through the roof. Honestly, the temperatures must be like 120 in the shade. And that can't help but come our way. So we'll have to find out. Right. Dogs know who is the alpha in the family. They definitely do, Deb. You are not kidding there. They absolutely do. Not as friendly as doodles. Romeo's a labradoodle, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's cute.
He is.
He's cute. He's like Ollie, but bigger. So I reckon he's probably more the size Kiva is. Only he's like a dark chocolate brown, isn't he? And they threatened to get a girl and call it Juliet. Romeo and Juliet. But they haven't yet. Oh, a Bichon. That's another one. They're cute, aren't they? There's other things to think about, though, isn't there, with dogs? I mean, Sammies don't particularly need to see a groomer, whereas Ollie definitely needed to see a groomer, and that adds to the cost, or you're doing it yourself. And in circumstances like, you know, OK, we never saw a global pandemic where you can't get your dog taken to the groomers, but as Kim knows, that happened very early on. And I think Kim is probably the best person on the planet to have a look at your hair, Mike.
Yeah.
She's got plenty of experience with Kiva.
I remember the pictures that Kim posted.
She was doing it one leg at a time.
Yeah.
Which is a good way to work. Oh, that's got to be one of my abiding memories of the year, that, Kim. how nervous you were with the clippers and Kiever. I think she might have been a smidgen more nervous than you. But, you know, it all ended well. She looks lovely. And your mum's house is insulated. The stone is 11 inches thick. Wow. Whoa. That is thick. There are villages in the UK that have like stone built houses like that. And they have problems with their Wi-Fi, that it will not go through the walls. So they've got, they use plugs. Or what's that called? We've never had to use it. But basically you plug a plug into a socket and you cable some kind of wireless to it. And it takes it around the house using the electricity circuits. Chidge was thinking of putting that in, wasn't he? Because Nina wouldn't let him put cable in.
True. Kim, I think you said that in last night's chat. I think I ignored you.
What?
I should start wearing a man bun.
I'll be sorting that out. Power line, that's what it is, Simon. But isn't it quite slow by comparison? Isn't it something like a third? Third of the speed? Noodles is a labradoodle. Oh, I've seen a picture of Noodles. Laid back and loving. This is what we need to put all this together for Jonathan. Our sage advice to him. And then see him get a dog. But I do think it's a good idea that then they're either don't shed or that they're low on the allergy scale, just in case you meet someone. You know, because there was a programme here called It's Me or the Dog, where somebody had met somebody and, you know, the dog didn't take to them. One was this dog called Diesel. Oh, its eyes. It was a husky. Its eyes went blood red. It did look like the Hound of the Baskervilles. And it terrified this girl. Like you're saying, you know who the alpha is. And clearly, in this dog's mind, it was the guy and not the guy's new girlfriend. So it very nearly was the girlfriend or the dog.
Right, point taken, Kim. She's chipping away at me.
It's going to happen, Mike. I think it's definitely long enough. If we could take it up and at the back, you'd look like an extra out of The King and I.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
Yours is very springy, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's not growing down into a mullet, is it?
No.
No, it's growing out.
Yeah.
And out. Yeah. Anyway, it pleased your mother.
It did.
She said yesterday she thought it looked lovely. she's been to Specsavers lately, hasn't she? Oh, I'm in trouble now. Oh, Deb groomed her Bichons from the time they were pups. They were scissor clipped. Oh, I'd be so nervous. Lola's got ear knots. But unless you capture her at her really, really zonked out best, she will fight you every inch of the way. Not good with scissors. But they're going to have to be dealt with. There's no point trying to brush them out. They just not. It's the kind of long, soft fur behind the ears. So what we do is just let it get into a point where it's knotted, then take it off quite low and brush out what's left at the bottom, and then she looks fine. But she'd rather that you didn't touch her. Power line's okay. It can be confusing. The house electric made of many different unconnected circuits. People think it's all connected, but it's not. That is very true. Our extension is on a totally different ring to the rest of the house. We've gone with what they're called, the Velops. And we've kind of staged them. So hopefully, you know, it jumps from one to another and that it does go through the house. Anthony had the power line adapters. They're okay, but they're slow. And we'll stop working for no apparent reason. You've now got a mesh Wi-Fi. That's what I put in. I did contemplate the others, but I thought I didn't think it was wise on the electric either. You never know quite how these things are working. And I thought, you know what? Keep it separate. Just keep it separate. You just clipped some knots off. Where does she get knots? Is it on her legs or behind her ears? With Lola, it's behind her ears. Mayo was the same, wasn't he? Although he did get some knots on his legs every now and then.
In his tail.
He hasn't had any dingleberries either. Mayo did get dingleberries, but Lola's not had dingleberries. We need more snow.
Lola's been eating snow outside.
She thinks it's... Well, this is what she's saying. What she means is, Mike, you're starving me. And until I get more food.
Well, that's because I threw some at her.
She likes it, though. Mayo was the same. I remember when he first dived out there and saw snow, and it was like, oh, where did this come from?
What's he was giddy. White stuff instead of the green grass?
Yeah, he was giddy. He really was giddy. Oh, bless his little cotton socks. So cute. Right, what have we got? Behind her ears, tail, legs and inner ears. Oh, no, Lola doesn't get any inner ears. You can get something. I don't know if he's got a brand name. Well, basically ear cleaner. And you're supposed to put it on like cotton wool and clean inside the ears. Yeah, we tried that once with Maya, didn't we? He made his displeasure known, and that was the end of that. I don't know whether Lola would take to that too kindly.
God, he used to fight us, didn't he?
Oh, he fought everything. He just, you couldn't do anything with him. He didn't like being brushed. He didn't like being dried. He didn't like having his fur tinkered with. He was just like a wild
dog. Well,
she's
not too keen on being brushed.
She's not too keen, but she's more compliant than he was. Yeah. And if you do get her where she's really relaxed, then she'll let you stroke and groom. So we can actually groom this one. Last one, no. There were broken bones by the time he had finished. And it wasn't the dog, it was us. We look like we've been dragged through a hedge backwards when we'd finished with him. I think he was bathed twice. Once when he was a puppy, meal like 10 weeks. And the other that I've got the pictures of. And after that, it was like, should we groom the dog? Give him a bath? No. But to be honest, no matter how filthy he got, if you just let it dry for about 3 or 4 hours, a very quick brush, and he was clean again.
Oh, I get that all the time. How do you keep her so clean? It must be hard having a white dog in this weather.
Not in the slightest. Sammies have like, it looks like glitter on their fur, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It twinkles. So she'll come back and she'll look grubby. Let it all dry out. I mean, if she's absolutely wet through, then we'll dry her. But just let it dry out. Literally just, you know, fluff her fur up again and she's clean. There was that Sammy. Do you remember the picture that Kaz sent me on Facebook? Let me see if I can get this video because it epitomised Sammy's in general and our boy in particular. If she added me, it'll be in my profile, won't it?
Should be.
Somewhere or other. Or is it the people have mentioned you bit?
I don't know.
I think I did post it ages ago.
Don't know
ago.
About Facebook.
I'm not good with Facebook at all. Oh, there's Jonathan. There's Jonathan on my Facebook page. Where's this? That was October, so no, it'd be further back than that. Good grief, there's so many this year. There's Lola, see. There was Lola. With Ollie. That was half term last year. Let's get that up there. Why are you not going up there? You're just playing with my mind again. That was, I think, the last time Ollie came to stay, wasn't it? Just look at her little face. Her come to bed eyes, not. Oh my. Do you know what is so funny looking at these pictures, as far as I'm concerned, is the toys that are no longer with us. That one's Orange Dragon. That's no longer with us. It died.
There's bits of Orange Dragon.
Downstairs. Oh, look at all these baby things here. No, I need... It's ages ago, this Sammy one. But when I find it, it epitomises Samoids. Filth. Just filth. Oh, there was her birthday shots as well, although I'm sure you saw those. Oh, so I'm back to October. I'm keeping going. I'll know it when I find it. It was a video. Oh, I'd have to rip it first, wouldn't I? I will find this anyway. Oh, there's Lola. There's Ollie getting frisky. And there's a dog in a hammock. Most of my Facebook stuff is cats and dogs, you know. Oh, my birthday cake from Kaz. Do you remember when Kaz baked me a cake? That was fabulous. Gluten-free cake for my birthday.
Yeah, I've still got the bowl thing, the container downstairs.
There she is with chicken. Chicken's a bit on the blurred side, but you can see Lola. Look at her little face. Again, she was voicing her displeasure. You wish your dog stayed that clean. She does. It just drops off. One time I thought we were going to have to bathe Mayer was literally no more than a month before he died. And he was pretty ropey on his feet by then because he had terrible arthritis. And he came back and he was filthy. He'd been out and he'd found that, you know that puddle, the one that he just flopped in? He was black. All his belly, his legs, the whole bit, absolutely black. And I said, we're going to have to wash him, but let's just dry him first and see how he goes. And even that, where he looked black, looked like a two-tone dog, he looked like a negative of himself, kind of from the middle down, it just brushed out. It literally just, you know, just flicked the fur and out it all came, thankfully. Oh, yes, Mike's interview. You're infamous, aren't you, Mike? Mm. Where's the video gone of this, Sammy? I need to find
it. Definitely infamous.
That was on the homepage, that, for ages. Do you know, I'm looking back and I'm getting back to, like, earlier in the year with the COVID stuff. And there's people, like, with a mask on. And you just look at it and you just think, like, really? The mask's terribly, terribly in the wrong place. Lots of stuff all about Boris. You should do this. You should go back through your feed and just look at it and think, do you know, and we thought things were going to get better. Yeah, and they didn't. I will find that, though, and let you know. He only stays white for a few days when he comes back from the groomers. Isn't it weird how all the fur is different? A West Highland cream terrier. Tracy's holding it back for entertainment purposes for later, Mike.
Ah, that's cool.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Antonio wants to know what your interview is, Mike. Why don't you explain?
My interview was my journey to Christianity. When we started Brooklands 196, I got in touch with this woman who had a podcast called Reasonably Catholic, in which she interviewed people. And this was in the early days before we had all our own music content on Brooklands. So I was scrambling around for content because it takes a lot of content to fill 168 hours a week, doesn't it?
It does.
So I mailed her. She's in the States. I mailed her and I asked her, I explained what I was doing, who I was, etc., etc., and asked her if I could rebroadcast her show. And she said, yeah, of course, no problem. She said, would you like to come on my show as a guest and talk about your journey from Judaism to Christianity? So that was last July. And on the same show, my bit was about 25 minutes. The show's about 55 minutes. And on the other 25 minutes of the show was a guy who went the other way, went from Christianity to Judaism.
Well, that's really interesting, isn't it? Good idea to put the two together. Yeah.
So that's what my interview was, Anthony.
Do you know, I'm looking back through my own Facebook feed. I'm going to have to repost some of these. They are classics. Usually about the COVID thing.
And if you missed Marooned 272, you'll be wondering what the heck we're talking about anyway.
Marooned 272 was when Jonathan came on to tell us all about Hanukkah. And once he'd finished telling us all about Hanukkah, Mike told him something that he didn't know, didn't you?
I told him that I used to be Jewish, and 4 years ago, was it 4 years ago? Yep. Nearly 5 years ago.
Nearly 5.
I converted to Catholicism. And I think, I don't know whether Jonathan was more surprised at that or more surprised about the next Matt Bites being released.
I don't know, but poor young Jonathan's had quite a few shocks this month. Well, yes, now he did say.
When did Mike convert? When you least expect it.
Yeah, just don't tell your mother. She doesn't know yet.
No.
No. No, the mother doesn't know yet. But she did. Well, how can you tell her when you're isolated? Oh, by the way, you can't do that.
No.
No, it'll all come out.
Not,
the right
not
time.
A thing to tell on a Zoom call, is it?
No, not really.
No.
Not really. Do you know, I am still looking for this Sammy in my feed. I think I'm back. It says April. I'm presuming it's April this year. I didn't realise I posted so much. Do you know when I'd forgotten Tim Brooke Taylor died this year? He had coronavirus.
He did. He was one of the first, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. That is sad, isn't it? There's so many gone. I've forgotten who's gone. And sometimes I think people are alive and then I find out they died 5 years ago. You did that the other day when I mentioned Wendy Richard.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, she died. And Mike went, when? I said, 2010. He thought she was still going. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Right, I will find that video for tomorrow. I promise I will. No, it's a really good interview. I love that. I did sit here while you were doing it, didn't I?
You did.
But what was fascinating was I wasn't hearing the other side. So I wasn't hearing the questions. All I was hearing was the answers, and I'm thinking, I wonder what the questions were. So I'm sure we'll find that in the end. So I then had to listen anyway, because I didn't know what the questions were. Oh, my. So what day is it? It's Tuesday, isn't it?
It's Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday? Yeah. I'm collecting. The next couple of days, I am in the process of putting together the first quarter, basically, of After Hours. So if I'm going to do it by the quarter, you need to get your requests in early. So if there's anything you've been thinking about that would be either a good one-off or a series, let me know. Let me know as soon as. I've got Paul's, which was, remind me, Mike, I added it to the system and then instantly forgot what it was. No, it was a weekly review. How do you do the weekly review? That was a good call. Very good call. So I've added that. But if there's anything else, Tracy didn't know either. Exactly. He died in April. So it was very early on, Tracy. I think there was probably far more news about, you know, the football's off and this is off and that's off. But no, he died. He died with COVID. I think he was in his early 70s, which to me now, that's not old these days. It might have been, you know, 30 years ago, but 72. We've got friends in their 80s who bop away at these parties as if they're 20. So 72, no age at all. But he died. These are so funny. I'm going to have to go back and put them in the book of the year. You review issues yourself, can never seem to get round to doing them. The weekly review, there's a wallpaper. This wallpaper came out quite a while ago. And it's like got the GTD logo on it. And it says, if you're not doing the weekly review, you're not doing GTD. And I think Mike and I at the time thought, I'm doing everything else. But actually it is. It's totally true. Because that's how things start to fall through the cracks. But it's how to do it effectively. And I think it shouldn't depend on the application you use. But I think, to be honest, it does. Because you've got to, like, particularly with Notion. Because if you've got OmniFocus and you're dedicated to OmniFocus, you have this weekly review view. But if you're in Notion, you don't have anything unless you build it. So you'd need to know what you need to review, how frequently you need to review it, and come up with a process yourself. He was 79. Even 79, it's not old, really. Not these days. I think when I remember my gran at 79. That would have been 10 years before she died. So it would have been 1988. And to me, she was an old lady. And she looked like an old lady and she acted like an old lady and she walked like an old lady. But, you know, I know many, many people, 70, from the 75 to about 90. Like Peter. I mean, Peter died, but he had a fall. We've got video of him from this year when, not long before he died, he's bopping away. We've got video of him as we're playing the music. We've got video of him dancing and he would bike and all sorts. So I think age, your physical age and your kind of body age are two different things, I think. And I don't think 79's old. It really isn't old. Not when you've got everything to live for, lots of friends, grandchildren. Times are different these days. They're not as hard as they used to be. I mean, my granddad died with kidney problems, so he was early 70s. But my gran lived to 89, even though physically she was not great. And she wasn't great for a long, long time. But she loved her life. COVID comes along and that's it. Gone. It's ridiculous. But yeah, he was one of the early ones that went with that. And there have been others, haven't there? Because it gets to the point now where somebody dies and they say it wasn't COVID related. So if they don't say that, then you can pretty much guarantee that it was. But with him, it definitely was. But not much was said about that at the time. But like I say, I think it was because it was very early on in COVID. And looking back through my timeline, you know, people were just going crazy over stuff. I mean, I've got a couple here. This was March. So 31st of March, we've been in official lockdown for 8-9 days. And I've posted this thing and I've said it's beyond ridiculous. This queue is just to get to the website, never mind actually find a delivery slot. And it's Morrison's and it says you're in a queue. And there's actually a number of people in the queue. The number of users in the queue ahead of you, 46,117. Your estimated wait time is 20 minutes, and that's just to see the 28 minutes, and that's just to see the site. There was another one I put up there, sort of something similar.
Anthony, I've put the link in the chat. I don't know if you've seen it, but if you copy that link, that's the link to my interview.
There's a picture of Mike here with a 9-pack of toilet rolls from Nina. Oh, fantastic. Oh, do you remember when I said Tibor has my Morrison's order and he's out making deliveries?
Oh, yeah, Tibor.
Tibor, he was one of the very early few. Oh, I'm crying out loud. You're going to have to live to a very great age if you want to join grandchildren. Son said not to hold my breath. He'll be well into his 30s. Do you want to enjoy grandchildren? Is that something that you're looking forward to? Lola's had babies, so technically speaking, but I'm not going there. Oh, her babies were adorable. I wanted to keep all of them, didn't I?
Yeah.
They were totally adorable, but they were all spoken for. But then we got the best dog. We ended up with Lola. Oh. Anyway, I've got that on there, the review thing, so I'll be looking at that. Do you use any particular methodology, Paul? There's all these different things that are out there, like Eat That Frog and The One Thing and all these different things. Do you particularly go to any of that? Can't say I do. GTD is something that I've used for years and years. The other things that come in, like your top three and all of that, no. But I'm in the process at the moment, obviously, of having a look at it. I usually do a proper annual review that takes like 2 days. Last year, I think it was two and a half days, because I did it as part of a course that I was on at the time. That was really beneficial, to be honest. So it was a whole review of the year. So maybe that would be interesting, because this year it's been put back a week. I think it's because it's bank holiday on Saturday, which is the 2nd in certain countries, Scotland for a start. So he's put it back till the following week. But it's a whole, it's a retrospective of the year that's gone, and you basically, like, you know, draw a line under it, and then that's like day one, and then day two you start planning based on, you know, what worked, what didn't work, what could you improve, what do you want to change in the second day. So we could certainly do something like that. Oh, you can't wait, Tracy, you would love it. Oh, that's fantastic. A bit like my gran. Not she wasn't satisfied with two grandchildren, she wanted great grandchildren, but unfortunately for her, children weren't on my agenda. I remember thinking at school when girls were like, I'm going to have three. And then somebody else would be, I'm going to have two, but one's going to be a boy and one's going to be a girl. And I remember thinking, I'm pretty sure, even though I'm only 12, life doesn't work out like that. You get what you're given. I'm thinking of the three sisters we know. Each one of them had two children. One has got a boy and a girl. The other one has got two boys. And the third one has got two girls. So it doesn't always work out that way, does it? In terms of number or whatever, you could decide you're going to have one and end up with quads. Anything could happen. There's no guarantees with that. And that's the approach I took. It was far easier not to bother. I always wanted a dog. Maybe I'm just a late developer. Do you think it could be that, Mike?
Could be.
That I'm living my best childhood now because I've got a dog. So maybe when I'm about 94, I'll decide I want children. Which case it'll be a bit late. But never mind, hey, never mind. So Paul's trying GTD. Have you read the book? Have you read the book on that? The original book. There's obviously 3 million since, but the original book. Because I did a summary of it, didn't I? I did a summary of it when we were looking at creating a GTD system in DevonThink. So I have done an overview of that that I can extract and put out on its own. GTD has developed a lot since then, but doesn't suit everybody. Just doesn't suit everybody. I think everybody needs their own personal system that works with what they're doing. I mean, I'm not sure how the jobs I do for Brooklands, putting segues together and editing audio, each one's a separate project, or is it? Is the project Brooklands? With MacBytes, I treat a project as an individual show, but then within that, there's a component. I'm not sure how that would directly relate to GTD. So I think maybe have things as a principle, but accept that your own circumstances might dictate something different. Most of it, you've got both editions electronically. Yeah, I still think, I think now, and I would even go so far as to say when it came out, it was a little bit dated. It seemed to demand, that's that bloke, Mike. The one I was talking about earlier.
No, it's not.
No, right, that's no. Fine. Mike was telling me about a doctor and I said it was this bloke I'd seen, but no, it's not, and that's on the news. I think it presupposed that you determined what you were going to do, that you weren't an employee with responsibilities, that you were one of the ones who determined your entire work schedule for the week. And I don't think that's always true. And the second thing was, when he had these contexts of like, when I have a phone, when I have a computer, all of that has gone by the wayside. And I think life might be simpler if you did stick to that. But you can't pretend you've not got a phone when you're looking at your GTD list on your phone. And you could ring somebody at that moment. But it might not be the best time to ring them. And then you've got to think, which with his implementation of GTD, the logic was you didn't have to think. Because the context was you didn't have access to that. So I think it needs updating based on the fact we've all moved on. But also thinking of context in terms of what context means to you rather than it being applicable across the board. But that's just my take on it. Oh, Tracy, they may have their children out in Australia. Oh, wow. Oh, that would be great that they've got them, but you'd be on Zoom a lot, wouldn't you? But there again, you could be on Zoom a lot if they lived up the road these days. Anthony thinks it was the idea. It was the thing that made GTD difficult was context. I totally agree. I tried all sorts with the contexts. I had them as locations. I had them as equipment. I had them as moods. I had them as times, and nothing worked. Nothing worked. It was fake. That was the problem. You were trying to find a use for them. A little bit like keywords in Scrivener. I've never used them, ever. But because they were there at the beginning, I was like, oh, I can't possibly start using this until I've used keywords for something. And when I just decided, you know what, they don't work, close the window, forget them, carry on, then it worked. And if I do ever have a need, you know, I need to put some metadata somewhere that tags these things, that, oh, I know, I'll use the keywords. But GTD, the context never made any sense. The latest version of OmniFocus, which is very married to GTD, they changed the context to be one type of tag. So in that respect, they've moved them to what context stroke tags were in Things and many, many other GTD applications. But contexts, I think they're best ignored. I would go with tags myself. The thing with contexts is if they're called contexts, you could only apply one per item. Whereas with tags, you can apply as many as you like. So you could say something is a priority one. It's going to take you 30 minutes or less. It's important. You know, you could add five tags, and that way it would appear in five different views. So it depends on how you actually look at it. So it is, I think, the first stage is take a step back, have a look what it is you're trying to achieve, how you prefer to work, and then pick a system that kind of works with that. Pulls for tags. Tags are way more flexible. Way more flexible. So we'll definitely have tags in our OmniFocus, in our Notion thing. I'm sorting that out right now. But the game's coming on, so I'm going to head off. Oh, he's got the game on, look at him, bless him. So wish Mike well. for the Wolves encounter. Although, to be honest, the way it's going with Premiership footballers, 18 tested positive for COVID from different teams. If they come out of it without COVID, we'll be doing well. So if it's a 0-0 draw, I think we should just accept that as long as they don't get COVID. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.